Archers for the week 9th to the 14th of June, 2002.
At Lower Loxley, Elizabeth has a lot on her mind.
I'm sorry, Cathy, I really am.
It doesn't matter, really, Elizabeth.
I didn't mean to sound so sharp.
It was a little bit embarrassing, that's all. Forget it.
She was such a silly woman, honestly.
If it's Tuesday, it must be Belgium.
Yes, that's the impression I got too.
But I was dealing with the situation.
I know. I shouldn't have interfered. How's the motorbike display team doing? Did you notice?
Nigel thinks everything's running well.
Good.
They've started the first show. Hayley's taking the children to watch it.
Has Jamie gone too?
Yeah. He never complains about having to come to work with me on Sundays in summer.
Say, you just have a cantankerous boss to deal with.
I thought you might have joined them.
Oh, not today, I'm afraid. I'm snowed under.
Yeah, I can see. You don't usually spend Sundays doing paperwork.
No, I should have finished it all on Friday afternoon.
Oh, dear, what happened?
Oh, nothing. It just stuck to my fingers, rather.
Are you okay, Elizabeth?
Yes, everything's fine. I've just got a lot on my mind. You know how it is.
Well, anything I can help you with?
No, it's nothing important.
Right, then. I'll get back to the fray. We'll need to order more iced lollies for next weekend.
Right.
And we've had a bit of run on the tea towels, too.
OK.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, Lola Loxley.
Hello, Elizabeth.
Siobhan, hi.
How are you?
Fine. And you?
I'm OK. I was just wondering. I mean, we said on Friday we'd arrange a day out together.
Did we?
For my birthday?
Oh, of course we did. Oh, I did mean to get back to you.
Oh, that's all right.
Have you seen anything of Brian?
Yesterday afternoon. He managed to get a couple of hours.
And things are okay between you?
Better than okay.
Look, why don't you come over this afternoon? Give me an hour to get all my work out of the way, and then we can sort out our plans for Thursday.
You sure?
Perfectly.
Well, then yes, I'd love to.
We'll see you about 2:30?
Great. I look forward to it.
Me too. I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
That ought to do the trick.
Joe?
Joe? Oh, hello, Susan Carter.
Is Clary in?
She's working till 7 at the pool today.
Oh, right. Hannah, she asked me if she could borrow my sewing machine.
She got hers out yesterday, but it seized up as soon as she got going.
Oh, dear.
Seems a lot of trouble to go to. I'm going to bring yours over.
Oh, well, I offered to sew the cushions for her, but she said she had some curtain material to make up as well.
Ah, that's clearly for you. Always doing.
Ah, looks like you've been keeping yourself busy too, Joe.
Ah, I've just been putting the final touches to the paintwork.
Well, that green works well, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, thanks to you. Just needed a bit of sprucing up.
Oh, careful, Joe. You're getting that turps everywhere.
Oh, sorry.
Where did you get the trap?
Shuler Ebden gave it me.
Yeah.
Belonged to her grandma, Doris Archer.
Yeah, it must have been in a real state then.
Oh, it was. I repaired the wheels and sorted out the woodworm.
Well, it's nice to see you've got a hobby to occupy your time.
Yeah.
Make a beautiful feature.
Oh,
hey, look, I've got a couple of planters you could have to put in here. They look lovely with some red and pink fuchsia to trail down over the sides.
Yeah, can you pass me that rag, please?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right.
Oh, yeah, Jasper.
Is Ed around?
Well, he was in the shower using up all the hot water the last time, I saw.
They're all the same, aye.
Has he finished with my bake yet, do you know?
Well, ain't a clue. You can go in and give him a shout if you like.
How are you feeling now?
Yeah, okay, Tom.
Oh, good.
You and that band of yours got any more jigs coming up?
We haven't got anywhere to practice, that's our problem.
Well, you can't blame Sid now, can you?
Anyway, Dermot and Fallon are going to have a word with that tutor tomorrow. See if we can have one of their college music rooms to practice in.
Yeah, as long as you don't start coming back here. Oh, that thumping and twanging, it sets my nerves on.
Oh, I know. There's this couple with a really noisy dog a few doors down from us, and it drives me mad.
Yeah. Did you hear the one about the dog? Goes into the butcher's and orders some sausages.
See?
And picks the ones it fancies and pays for it with the right money out of his purse.
Yeah, I know this one. Christopher told it to me.
And this bloke sees it do this and he's well impressed. So he follows the dog next door into the greengrocer's.
It's really funny, Joe.
And he orders some sausages.
Apples.
I said apples. And he pays for them with exactly the right money.
Yeah.
And this bloke can't believe his eyes and he follows the dog next door.
No, he follows the home.
Oh, yeah, I mean, he follows it home, yeah.
And what?
What?
Go on, Chaz. He follows the dog home. And he knocks on the door.
Yeah, he knocks on the door.
Are you all right?
Hey, what's the matter? You've forgotten the punchline, eh?
No, I'm late. Got to go. Find Ed.
Oh, dear.
Too many hours stuck in front of the telly, these youngins. Right, let me put my paint and brushes away and I'll give you a hand with that sewing machine.
So, you're okay for next weekend?
Yeah, I don't mind working the weekends. Will's often working too.
Oh, that doesn't leave you with much time together.
No, it's better.
Really?
Yeah, well, I help out at the stables during busy times in the evenings. Then in exchange, Shula lets me join in a group lesson on one of my days off.
Oh, that's a good arrangement.
It's great. Well, the morning sessions are quite quiet during the week, so it's almost like having a private lesson.
Wonderful. Perhaps I should take up a hobby. Meet new people.
Oh, I thought that was the idea of the singles dinner club.
It was, but I'm beginning to realise that there may be very good reasons why some of these people are still single.
Oh, like what?
Like being too mind-numbingly dull.
Oh, like the stapler guy, you mean?
Exactly. I was hoping to meet someone interesting and romantic. Instead, he was the human equivalent of a speaking clock.
Sometimes people think Will ain't got much to say. It's only because they don't know him.
He was nothing like Will, believe me. His problem was he just wouldn't shut up.
Hiya, both of you.
Oh, hello, Siobhan.
Hi.
Busy here today? Yeah, there's a couple of coach parties. And the motorcycle display team seems popular.
Ah, I did wonder about all the black leather.
Can I help? Or are you just browsing?
Well, I was looking for some postcards to put in a present for my niece in Ireland. She collects them.
What kind? Pretty picture ones of the hall and the area on that stand by the door.
Oh, fine.
These are mainly flowers and animals.
Yeah. It's the ones of Dorsetshire and Lower Lossie I was looking for.
Well, there's a special offer, isn't there, Emma?
Buy six, get one free.
Right. Okay, I'll take these then.
Do you need a bag?
No, thanks.
There you are.
Thanks. Right, well, I'll see you both later.
Bye.
She looked well, didn't she?
I thought she looked like she'd put on a bit of weight.
And she did, didn't she?
Well, she usually wears her shirts tucked in. She's always had a gorgeous figure.
Oh, I know. I always envied her that tiny waist. And Liz?
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
You don't think she's pregnant, do you?
Here's me apple. There you are. Good boy. You're a lovely learner, eh? Who's your owner, then, eh? Yeah, oh, you want some more of this juicy long grass, do you?
Hello, Joe.
Oh!
You're a bit off the beaten track, aren't you?
Oh, just having a bit of fresh air and exercise.
Is everything all right?
Yeah. Why shouldn't it be?
Well, you're a long way from home, that's all. Well,
you wait for a drive, then?
Oh, yeah, I've been over to Waterloo Cross to watch the cricket. Christopher and Neil are playing.
How are we doing?
87 for 5. Oh. Robert Snell's just run Neil out.
Oh, dear, he won't be pleased.
No, nah, to put it mildly. Look, can I give you a lift back?
Oh, no, I'm fine, thanks.
Oh, he's a lovely pony, isn't he?
I've been meaning to ask you, Nick.
What?
That joke young Jazzer was telling him. How did it end? The one about the dog doing her shopping or something?
Let me think. Where did we get to? Oh, yeah. The dog gets home. And knocks on the door, and his owner comes out and hits him with a rolled-up newspaper.
Oh, does she?
And the chap who's been admiring the dog says, "Oi, how dare you hit him? That's a very clever dog you got there."
Well, he wasn't, all, yeah.
So its owner says to him, "Well, he ain't that bright. That's the third time this week he's forgotten his keys."
Yeah, that's very funny, that is. I had to tell that one to Clary.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want to hold you up. You'll be a busy woman. Here, boy.
Well, not for much longer. Jill Archer didn't have much joy with our MP.
Oh, the surgery business, eh?
Yeah, he's going to look into it, but I think it'll definitely close come August.
And then what will us old folk do, eh?
I know. No one's happy about it.
Yeah, so you'll be job hunting, I suppose?
Looks like I'll have to. Oh, well, I'll look in the Echo on Thursday. I mean, there must be something for an experienced receptionist.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, I'd better get off.
Mm.
Are you sure I can't offer you a lift?
Oh, no, not her.
Okay, then. All right, then. Bye, then, Joe.
Cheers. Now then, boy, let's have a proper look at you.
Oh, thanks for coming, Siobhan.
Oh, I've had a lovely afternoon.
And don't worry, okay?
Okay.
My goodness, we've been rushed off our feet today. Oh, hello again, Siobhan.
Hiya.
I think Hayley's got Jamie ready for you.
Good.
I'll see you. Bye, Cathy.
Bye.
Bye.
Siobhan's looking really well at the moment.
Yes.
I was just wondering, though. I couldn't help noticing she put on a little bit of weight. She's not pregnant, is she?
Yes. Yes, she is.
Oh.
Ed! Ed!
Hi, Emma.
Oh, it's you.
Thanks for the warm welcome.
All right.
I'm just drying out the bike. Ed's fixed it up for me.
Yeah, I knew he was working on it.
Do you fancy coming for a bit of a ride?
I don't think so.
Suit yourself. What are you waiting out here for?
Oh, I'm locked out. Wait for Mum to get back.
All right.
And I'm starving.
Well, come to the pub then. I'll get you a sandwich or something.
No, no thanks. I'll be fine.
You sure?
Yeah, anyway, Mum will have my tea ready.
What are you listening to?
Not your kind of music.
Well, let's have a look.
Careful, Jazza. Oh. Now look what you've done.
Sorry.
Emma!
I'm really sorry, Emma. Oh, the cover's smashed.
It doesn't matter.
Well, maybe you could glue it or something.
Forget it, it's no big deal. Oh, hi, Mum.
Hello, love.
Right, I'm off. See ya.
Yeah, see ya.
What did he want?
Oh, nothing.
Had a good day at work?
Yeah. Oh, got something to tell you.
What?
Me and Cathy saw Siobhan Hathaway today. Guess what? She's pregnant.
It's Monday morning, and Kenton's nowhere to be found.
Shula, hi, it's Ruth.
Oh, hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Well, sort of. I'm ringing to find out if you've seen anything of Kenton this morning.
No, why?
Well, it's 11 o'clock and so far he's not putting in an appearance.
Oh, I see. Have you tried Lower Loxley?
I've tried everywhere I can think of. Elizabeth hasn't seen him at all this morning.
Which could mean he left early.
Oh, that he's still in bed.
It's a possibility. Well, I haven't heard from him at all this morning, I'm afraid.
Oh.
He didn't say anything to you about being late today?
No. Although...
What?
Well, David said he wasn't too happy on Friday, when he only paid him the basic casuals rate. You don't think he's had second thoughts over the weekend, do you?
Oh, if he was unhappy, he'd have let you know.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Did you try his mobile?
Switched off.
Oh, right. Well, I don't quite know what to suggest.
Oh, there's Ben.
Did you want him for anything special?
We wanted him and Bert to sort some more lambs for the abattoir this morning. David's out mowing.
Is there anything I can do?
Oh, it's nice of you to ask. No. I'll send Bert up to check on the Herefords, and I'll have to see to the baby and then check the calves myself. And I desperately need you to go to the supermarket. Oh, just wait till I see him.
Now, where did I put that brass on? Oh, hello, Clary.
Hello, Joe. And here are you. You had
any
dinner?
I'm all right, thanks, Clary, love. I was just about to polish up this here carriage lamp and I thought it looked like rain.
Yeah, that's nice. Where'd you get it?
Edward brought it back from a car boot sale last week.
Oh, how lovely.
Yeah, he's a good lad at heart. I was saying that to Oliver Sterling only this morning.
What, you been up Grange Farm this morning?
No, well, yeah.
Fuck your mind up.
He's baling at the moment, he is. Nice little baler there. That's coming up very nice. You can see your face in it, don't
you? Did you ask if you had any work for Edward?
Oh, no, I didn't think. Are you talking about the price of hay?
Well, never mind. He can ring up himself.
We'll have a seat, why don't we?
No, I can't. Sorry, Joe. I've only dashed home to put a stew in the oven for tonight.
Well, that's a pity. You know, when you drops into the lean-to.
No, it ain't. Got it quite cosy in it.
Very much.
See what you mean about the cushions, though.
Eh?
Oh, these old kitchen chairs don't look as though they're too kind on the rear end.
No, no. That's just what I was thinking.
I'll make a start on them before supper tonight, if you like.
Oh, thanks very much, Clary, love. Nero, have you been home long?
A few minutes. Why?
Only Betty Tucker rang.
Betty?
Left a message for you to ring her as soon as you got home from work.
Oh.
Right, let's get back in and make up some sandwiches for Daddy's lunch. Yes, we will.
Ah, there you are.
Auntie Shula.
Hello, Ben.
Hello. Oh, look at that. Was that a smile?
I think it might have been.
Oh, that's the first smile I've had from you. Good boy. And I got something for you, too.
Here's hoping it's a bumper pack of nappies.
It is. They're in the boot.
Oh, thanks. Feels like the cavalry's arrived.
I take it Kenton hasn't shown up yet, then?
Not so far, no.
Uh-uh. Speak of the devil.
He'd better have a good excuse.
Right. I think I'll retreat to safer ground.
Good idea.
Ruth!
I'll see you later.
Oh,
bye-bye, little Ben.
Hiya, Shula.
I hope you've got your flak jacket on.
What time do you call this?
I'm so sorry. It's just that Kathy asked me to shift some boxes round for her in the storeroom, and then halfway here I got a puncture.
Really?
Honestly.
Didn't you think to let me know you were going to be late?
I've run out of credits on the mobile. I'm really sorry.
It's just not good enough. Kathy's boxes could have waited, but livestock's got to be checked first thing every day.
Yes, I know.
I mean, something could be seriously wrong with an animal, and lunchtime might be just too late to get it sorted out.
Sorry.
I've had to inspect the calves and the young heifers myself with Ben in the sling.
It won't happen again, Ruth.
It had better not.
Yeah, but you definitely think it's in here somewhere.
Well, I can't think where else it could be, Joe. It's where we keep all the tack.
Well, then let's keep looking, shall we?
Oh, I'll have to order a skip, I think, to get rid of all this.
Well, some of it might be worth something.
Oh, I doubt it.
Edward might want to take it to a car boot sale.
He's welcome to have a look once I've thrown it all out.
Well, I'll tell you, he might come and have a look through.
Oh, good grief. Everything I eat's going to taste of dust for a week.
Yeah, it'll be worth it, though, to find a proper harness for the pony trap.
Well, it's a good thing you asked me this week. I might have cleared everything out by next.
What?
This'll be part of Alistair's new surgery eventually.
Opening up here, then, is he?
Yeah. We'll have to build on, of course. Lewis is going to come over to discuss it.
Oh, that Arkwright old chap, a Julia Partridge's bow.
Well, I'm not sure about that, but yes, he's a retired architect. Does some part-time work still.
New start, eh?
Yeah, it's what Alistair needs.
Bad business, all that.
Yes, it's been dreadful, Joe.
I'm sure.
But hopefully it'll all be over soon.
Oh, huh?
Alistair's ex-partner's appearing at the Crown Court this week. Oh, hang on. I think this is part of it.
Yeah, well, that looks like it.
Well, it's in a bit of a state. Oh, some of the stitching's rotten.
That don't matter.
Are you sure you want it, Joe? It's not in a very good condition.
Oh, yes, please. I can soon get it settled, yes.
But is it worth all that effort?
Are you just leave it to me.
Well, okay. Hey, would you like a cup of tea?
Ah, well, no, I wouldn't say no.
Come on, then. Come over to the house and I'll put the kettle on.
Right you are.
You have a seat. It won't take long to boil.
Oh, it's better. Now then, I was having a bit of a stroll this day afternoon.
Oh, yes?
And I come across a pony in a paddock near Overton Farm.
Oh, yes, I know it. Lovely little grey.
Bartleby, his name is. I went and had a word with the farmer, Hazeldine. Are you a pleasant chap?
Alistair probably knows him.
Seems Bartleby used to belong to his daughter, but she's grown up now.
Oh, Bartleby, of course.
Oh, you know him, do you?
Do I ever. I remember the daughter, too. Kimberly, I think she was called. Oh, must have been 7 or 8 years ago, at least. She's probably at uni by now.
Yeah, oh, she is. So her dad says she wouldn't mind lending Bartleby out on extended loan.
Is this leading where I think it's leading?
It all depends on where you think it's leading.
You're thinking of using the trap. Driving it, I mean.
That is my plan.
Oh, Joe, that's wonderful.
But I'm going to have to ask you to keep it under your hat for the time being.
Oh, yes, of course, if that's what you want.
Ah.
Oh. Grand's old pony trap. I never thought I'd see it used again.
So now I'm going to have to ask you for another favour.
Of course, if I can.
What are you doing on Thursday morning?
Clary! Clary!
Hello there, Jolene.
Ed, let me in, you don't mind, do you?
Of course not. Come in and sit down. There's some tea in the pot.
Oh, what are you cooking? Smells beautiful.
Oh, it's just a lamb stew for supper. It's nearly done, but I just wanted to get these cushion covers done for Joe. Hang on a sec.
Hey, it's lovely material. Gorgeous shade of green.
Yeah, I've had it for a while. Got it off the market. Make a pair of curtains and a duvet cover for William.
You're a woman of many talents, Clary.
Give over.
Oh, I mean it.
Well, needs must when you ain't got much to spare.
You done with them cushions yet, Clarina?
Nearly.
Yeah. Oh, hello there. They know you're company.
Hey up, Joe. Will Sid be seeing you down the bull later tonight?
Nope. I got a lot to do.
Oh. Joe, what you looking for now?
You seen the Neatsfoot?
Neatsfoot oil? We haven't had none of that for years.
Well, you should keep it in, Clary. It's handy stuff, is that?
You asked Eddie.
Don't worry. I know who's to ask. See you later.
Hey, hang on. What about your supper? The patience of a saint, that's what you have to have living with my lot.
What's he up to?
Oh, search me. Well, that looks all right.
Shall I put the stuff in the liners, will you?
Oh, ta. Yeah. Yeah, then I can get on with sewing a few of these poppers on. Have you come to pick up the catalogue?
Well, if you've finished with it. Ruth Archer were asking if she could have it with the wedding present list.
Oh, you should have said. I'd have nipped up with it and given it her.
No, you've got enough to do. Besides, I like getting out on my night off.
Ruth and David and the kids definitely coming then?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping Sid's daughter from New Zealand can come and all.
What, Lucy? Oh, oh, Sid will be pleased.
Yeah.
I know Pat Tony's looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, most of Sid's mates from the cricket team have said they can come.
Even the Snells?
Yeah, even the Snells.
Oh, this needle, my eyes are going, I think.
Well, let me try.
Hang on. Oh. It's okay, I've done it. Should be a great do.
Well, it will be if it all comes off. Oh, you don't know how much there is to organise till you get started.
You got your flowers sorted?
Yeah, them and the cake.
What's the cake going to look like?
Well, we decided on two tiers, the bottom one fruit and the top one sponge.
Now, that's a good idea, because not everyone likes fruit.
Well, that's what I thought.
And what are you doing about the honeymoon? Did you manage to book them flights to America?
Oh, Clary, just wait till you hear this. Me and Sid have got it all worked out. We're flying from Birmingham to Chicago and then on to Nashville.
Nashville? Hey, but that's where all the country singers come from.
I've always wanted to go to Nashville. Oh, it's a dream come true.
And how long will you stay?
Well, we're having a few days there. Then travelling on to Pigeon Forge.
Pigeon Forge? What's that then?
Well, it's where Dolly Parton's theme park is.
Well, I'm excited.
Oh, you're not kidding. All the places I've always wanted to see. We're going to visit the Grand Old Opry and the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Will that be interesting?
Oh, Clary. They've only got Elvis's Cadillac there.
What, really Elvis's?
Yeah, he's got one.
Well. Oh, I hope you're going to take lots of photos, Jolene. I want to see everything when you get back.
Sid's treating us to a camcorder so we can film it all.
Blimey, what a wonderful honeymoon. You are a lucky girl.
Yeah, I know. Sid's a good man, he really is.
Yeah, he is.
He's finally got round to hiring his tux.
What? Oh, yeah, well, that must be a relief.
Yeah, him and Fallon organised it last week.
Oh, now, that's good.
Yeah. She's been a bit nicer with him these past few days.
Well, her and my Edward do seem to have grown up since that business with Jazza.
Yeah. Funny, isn't it?
Every cloud, as they say.
Mm. Oh, there you are. Is that enough stuffing, do you think?
Yeah, that ought to do fine, ta. Hey, guess what? Mm. I was talking to Betty earlier.
Mm.
She says that Siobhan Hathaway's expecting.
Siobhan Hathaway? No.
Yeah, she had it from Susan. Her Emma saw Siobhan at Lower Loxley, and Elizabeth told Cathy. During November, she said.
November, hey? Ah, I wonder who the dad is.
You mean you think it ain't her husband?
Oh, come on, Clary.
Well, I don't know.
It stands to reason, don't it? That's why her marriage broke up.
No, do you think so?
Blimey. Just wait till I tell Sid.
At Bridge Farm, Tom has got some bold plans.
Come on, move it.
Tom?
That's me.
I'm running really late. Can you do me a favour?
What's that?
Can you help me pack some salad stuff for the shop?
I haven't really got time. As soon as I've finished drawing down, I've got a couple of hours tedding, then me and Neil are on the leaf planter.
You don't have to give me a list. I just thought you might fit me in.
I'll do you a deal, then.
Oh, yeah?
You give me a hand drawing down, and I'll help you pick the rocket and Romano's.
Okay, go on then.
Cheers.
Ooh. These girls are doing well, aren't they? It's their sausages, I mean.
Yeah. You saw the figures?
Isn't that why you left them on the kitchen table?
Oh, did I? Trust me.
All those barbecues, I expect.
Yeah, probably.
You did well. Keep it going, I mean.
Actually, I've been giving it some thought. Maybe it's time to expand.
Expand?
Yeah.
In what way? You mean the range? Try some new flavours?
No, we've already got a good product. Find new outlets.
Mm-hmm, very ambitious.
Why not?
So, what's your method of attack then?
I'm going to put them in this year's Organic Food Awards for a start.
Oh?
Should be good for publicity, if nothing else.
If you win anything.
I reckon I'm in with a good chance.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, as good as anyone else, anyway.
Oh, get out the way, silly creature! What else?
I'm going to schmooze as many of the food buyers as I can possibly get at when I go to the Royal Show.
You're off to the Royal?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
With Kirsty. If you'll give her the day off.
I'm not sure.
She can do a swap with Anya.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
Right, thanks.
Now, just a minute, Tom. It's not as simple as that. You may be able to swan off at the drop of a hat. Other people have commitments, you know. She might not be able to swap with Kirsty.
Oh, chill out, Helen.
You just don't have any consideration for other people. Half the time you walk about your head up your backside.
I'd have a job.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry, Helen.
Are you?
I can guess what this is about.
What?
You being a bit prickly.
Can you?
Yeah. Look, I wasn't going to say anything, but...
Well?
It's about what's going round, isn't it?
Going round?
The gossip.
Tom, do you have to speak in riddles? What are you going on about?
I mean, about Siobhan.
Nope. You're still talking in tongues?
In the ball last night, they were talking about Siobhan. She's pregnant.
So?
So, they were saying it might be Greg's.
They were what?
What? What?
Nah, they're an unknown quantity, Ed. Unpredictable.
Some brilliant players, though.
Yeah. I bet their finishing can be a bit iffy.
Yeah, but they can beat anyone on the day.
Yeah. So, and they got a good record in the World Cup.
What do you reckon?
Well, about tomorrow's game. Oh, it's touch and go. Anyway, what are you doing up here so early in the morning?
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? I'm bagging compost.
Lovely.
Well, Dad's gone off on this landscaping job.
Yeah.
That's with your dad, isn't it?
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's supposed to be laying the patio and Mike's doing the lawn, so I got stuck with the naff job. Well, he's coming back in a bit to take me and Jazza to the market.
Jazza?
Yeah, Jazza. Really good on the market, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure he is. Didn't mean anything. Anyway, at least you're earning, doing the markets.
Yeah, not like that community service rubbish.
Well, are you still on that?
Yeah, I'm finishing at the end of the week. I can't wait to see the back of it. They're freaks, a lot of them.
How's the ban going?
It's not.
Oh? Spit up?
No, that's not that. I've got nowhere to practice.
Oh, right. Don't suppose Sid's too keen to let you back into the ball.
Yeah, you could say that.
Well, you can see its point, I suppose.
And Fallon and Dermot asked at the college if we could have a room in the music department to practice in, but they turned us down as well.
Oh, why?
For insurance or something, because we're not all students at the college.
Oh, yeah, of course. We've got plenty of free time then at the moment.
Why?
Well, how'd you fancy joining in the single wicket competition?
What, cricket?
Yeah, I'm seeing Sid about it at lunchtime.
No.
Oh, come on, Ed. Don't let last time put you off.
I'm not getting sucked in this time. Leave all that to the old blokes and women.
Oh, come on, Ed.
You can count me out.
Will might be playing.
There's more reason to keep away. He stole it off me last time. Sid declared it. Now, I should have won. Well,
Emma said she might join in this time, with me thinking of organising it and all.
Dunno.
Well, at least think about it.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, you've got the time on you.
Yeah. Just gone 8:30.
Look what Jazz has got to.
Well, yeah, I'd better get back to Hayley with Phoebe.
Where is she?
Oh, she slept over here last night with Mum and Dad, so me and Hayley could go out.
Oh, yeah.
You all right, Ed?
Me? Yeah.
Just, look a bit worried.
No, I'm all right.
Right. I'll go and,
It's just... Jazza should have been here by now.
Maybe he couldn't get a lift.
Well, he's supposed to be riding over on that dirt bike I fixed up for him.
Maybe he's got lost then.
There's nothing to laugh about.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Fallon's got me worried.
I don't follow.
But Jazza's not supposed to do any driving, right? After what happened.
Yeah.
Because I had to go and give him the bike, didn't I?
Well, now you're worried in case you've done the wrong thing.
In case he's had an accident.
Oh.
He's not firing on all cylinders, you see. He keeps forgetting things. It's like his mind goes a bit blank for a second and things slip out of it. So I don't know how to explain it.
Well, it'll just be the after effects. He wasn't in a coma, was he? It'll probably wear off in time.
Yeah, maybe. He doesn't reckon it will, though.
Isn't that him now?
Yeah. Jazza, you're late, you prat!
Hello, how lovely to see you. Come in.
Oh, I can't talk for long, Gran. We ran out of eggs at the shop and I just popped back to Ambridge to pick some up from Betty.
And you thought you'd call in.
I brought you some gooseberries.
Oh, well, you must have time for a coffee. Come through to the kitchen.
OK, just a quick one, though. Got to get back.
I just boiled the kettle for myself.
Right, thanks.
Good. And you can help me top and tail these gooseberries if you like.
Sure. Oh, how are you, Gran?
Very well, thank you, dear.
Are you looking forward to Kate's visit?
Oh, I can't wait. Little Nolly's toddling, of course, and she can say quite a few words now.
Oh, I bet Jennifer's dashing around like a tornado, getting things ready.
Oh, you know Jennifer. She's planned all kinds of activities and outings already.
I can imagine.
I had to remind her that they're coming here on holiday, especially for Lucas's sake. He works jolly hard.
You've really taken to him, haven't you?
If I have to be honest, I had my reservations at first.
Yes, I remember.
But he's been very good for Kate, you know. And now they're married and have had little Nolly baptised. Well, do you take sugar, Helen?
Oh, just milk, thanks.
Oh, here we are, then.
Oh, thanks. Ah,
you're looking quite tired yourself.
Oh, Gran.
No, I mean it. You look quite peaky. You should take a holiday.
Oh, if only.
Oh, I know it's a busy time at Bridge Farm.
Oh, you can say that again. I've been roped into helping move the irrigation pipes.
You're a very hard worker.
I was hoping to watch Greg. It's Bulls night tonight and they're playing an ace team from Honiton. Well, so Greg said anyway.
I know. Why don't you come to Ascot with Jack and me next week?
Thanks, Gran, but I don't think I will if you don't mind. We'll be bailing, so there'll be too much to do.
Oh, of course. But you must try to get away at some point. Everyone needs to unwind every so often.
Well, actually, I was planning on getting away for a day in a couple of weeks.
Oh, good.
Yep. Greg and I are going to the Royal show.
Now, that's all very well and good, but going to the Royal is hardly unwinding and recharging the batteries, is it?
No, I'm going to spy on the competition and check out the other cheeses on offer.
Oh, dear.
Well, if Tom can do it, then so can I.
What has Tom got to do with this?
He's going to the Royal on a recce of the sausage market, so I plan on doing the same for my Borsetshire blue cheese.
Honestly, sometimes I despair of my grandchildren, I really do.
I've put a lot into the cheese, Gran. I've got to make it a success.
But you can make it a success without turning it into a competition.
You have to be competitive.
But not with your own brother.
Oh.
Yes, oh. Your mum and dad are behind you both, and they're very proud of you both. You sound as if you feel you have something to prove.
I know, but we should have heard what Tom said about the cheese.
You can cope with a bit of teasing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure from what Pat says, you've got all the kinks ironed out now.
Hopefully.
So go to the Royal by all means and explore the market. But don't forget to relax and enjoy yourself too.
Okay, I get the message. And thanks.
Tom, you over here?
Oh, sorry I'm late. We got a bit behind this morning.
Oh, there's no problem. Pint?
Yeah, go on then. It's Dad driving the tractor, not me. Can't stay long, though.
A couple of pints of lager, sir, please, when you got a minute. Right out. Coming up.
Still on holiday?
Yeah, back tomorrow.
How's Ailey?
Oh, she's fine, thanks. She's feeling a lot better since I told Fletcher where to get off.
Yeah, I know. Cheek of the bloke. Hope you told him where he could stuff his anonymous letter.
Don't worry. Loads of people have been really supportive of her, too. So. Anyway, it's chip paper, innit? Isn't the vetting call today? That's the next bit of news round here.
Yeah, Mum and Dad were talking about it. But you should have heard what the hot goss was last night in here.
What?
Siobhan Hathaway's pregnant.
Yeah.
Class worker or what?
You reckon she's already copped off since she split up with the doctor?
Well, maybe. It could be Tim's baby. Some people reckon it is.
Blimey.
At first, some of them were saying it might be Greg's, you know.
No way.
Anyway, I told Helen. She just burst out laughing.
Laughing?
Well, exactly. I just don't get women sometimes.
Better than bursting into tears, though.
Or biting my head off. Anyway, what did you get me down here to talk about?
Oh, here we go, lads. Two points of lager.
Oh, cheers, Sid.
Thanks.
Cheers. Hey, Sid, this involves you, too.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, it occurred to me on Sunday. What about the single wicket competition? I mean, you've not mentioned it at all this year.
Yeah. We couldn't have it last year because of foot and mouth.
Got more important things to think about at the moment, I'm afraid.
So you're not going to organise it?
No chance.
No? Well, but we can't let Shula down.
Well, I agree there. But I just haven't got the time. I have a date with a beautiful woman in a registry office. Sorry, lads. Hello, Mrs. Woolley.
Hello, Sid.
Gran, can I get you a drink?
No, thank you, dear. I just came in for a quick word with Sid.
Is that your final word, Sid?
Yeah, it is. Why don't you ask Alistair?
Well, I'll give it a go, but it's not the best time for him either. Right, let's take these outside and discuss it.
Yeah.
Who else might be interested?
Mrs. Woolley, what can I do for you?
I thought we needed a chat about me managing the bull while you're on your honeymoon.
Ah, right.
You seem to be doing very well, Sid, if I may say so.
Well, thanks. We're doing very decent trade at the moment, especially since the World Cup started.
A good idea to capitalise on that.
Yeah. I'm hoping for a good turnout tomorrow for the England-Nigeria game. And Jolene's doing breakfast. Full English and continental.
Ah, good thinking.
Although, in between you and me, it shook me up a bit, all that business with Jazza.
Yes, I'm sure it did.
Jolene and I are being very careful. It was a bit of a lesson.
Well, you certainly don't want a repeat performance.
You're right there.
Jennifer is gearing up for Kate's visit.
So she's going to mow the 39 acres today while the weather holds.
She's been looking a bit fed up, I thought, these past couple of days.
Oh, Debbie?
Yes. Haven't you noticed?
Oh, can't say I have, darling. She shouldn't say anything.
No, she wouldn't. You know what she's like.
Yeah. She should get that husband of hers to take her out a little more often.
Oh, Brian, this time of year is one of Simon's busiest. Marking exam papers and taking vivas, handling appeals.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, poor Simon. Still, afterwards, he'll be able to take a brief 3-month holiday to recuperate.
Actually, I'm sure he said he's going to be writing a paper on Lepage in the Quebec Theatre for a conference.
Oh, dear me, his index fingers will be worn out.
Sometimes it's impossible to reason with you.
I hope you won't stop trying though, darling.
Oh, you seem very chirpy this morning.
Oh, do I?
You do, I'm glad to say. Oh, Pat's coming over for lunch.
Oh, well, I won't be here, I'm afraid.
Oh, it's a pity.
Yeah, I've got one or two things to sort out. In fact, I may be away most of the afternoon.
It's this one. Look.
Yeah. Just a minute, let's have a look.
Kirsty discovered it last night, putting out the border sign on the door.
Let's see.
Can you mend it in time for kickoff at 7:30?
Oh, yeah, should be able to. It's just the lift wire that's gone. I can fix it back temporarily. I'll sort it out properly later.
Good.
I've been surprised at the numbers of women coming to watch the matches, you know.
Oh, there's lots of women watch football these days.
Yes, I see.
You're showing your age, Sid Perks.
Good for the coppers, anyway.
Yeah, we're doing well so far.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the photographer wants to know if we want him to take photos at the reception as well.
I don't know. What do you think?
It might be expensive.
Maybe so, but I want everything to be perfect for us. Even down to buying new suitcases for the honeymoon. It's all got to be right.
Ooh, you're a sweet man, Sid. You know, I'd hug you if you didn't have both arms inside a toilet cistern.
Right. I should do it.
Good. Well, I'll go open the doors.
With any luck, that till should be full of nice, crisp notes by the end of this morning.
Yeah, I'll be more than a few late for work with any luck.
Pass the marmalade cookies, darling.
Just think, this time last year, we were planning to go out to South Africa to see them. And this year they're coming here.
Yes, indeed. Oh, thanks.
Oh, well, thanks to the windfall from Mum.
Maybe we should spend just a bit more of it on yourself, though.
I am spending it on myself.
Well, it'll be lovely to see them.
I can hardly wait.
It'd be nice to have Phoebe here on her birthday.
Oh, won't it be wonderful?
Are you planning a party?
Well, of course.
What, jelly? Ice cream and cake, that's all.
Yes, and we can invite our little cousins and some of our other friends.
Remind me to be at a meeting.
Do
Don't you dare.
No, it's all right, I'm only kidding. What else have you got planned?
Well, the sort of things that Nolly won't have done, living in Johannesburg. I just want to show her so much, now she's at such a formative stage. And, well, there's the Blackberry Line Steam Railway.
Well, a couple of hours earlier, that would have been the first thing she saw.
Yes. Imagine if she had been born in a railway carriage.
Well, your sister was born in a teepee.
Yes, I know. I was very grateful to Hayley for getting Kate to hospital on time.
Absolutely.
Mm, that reminds me.
Yes?
Well, talking about babies, there's a rumour going around the village that Siobhan Hathaway's pregnant. What do you think of that?
No, no, leave it there, Jolene. Just another minute.
Oh, thanks, Tim.
No, it's not a bad burn. You just need to make sure the skin's completely cool.
Lucky you were here.
Ah, you should catch most of the World Cup if I can.
Well, there's breakfast on the house.
Oh.
And thanks again.
Oh, no problem. What's happened? It's all right, Sid. Don't panic.
Oh, she stupidly burnt me hand, that's all.
Oh. She'll be fine. All she was frying the eggs in spattered her hand.
Okay, I'll live.
Yeah, you get back to the match, Hampton.
Well, that will do it, Jolene. No, it looks all right. Wrap a clean, dry cloth on it until you finish cooking.
Yeah, we'll do.
I'm going to catch up with the match.
Yeah, well, it's going great guns out there. Fantastic.
Oh, good.
Yeah?
Can you manage to do another couple of full Englishes, or shall I give Frieda a call?
Oh, well, just give me a minute, eh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, just put some more coffee on. This is great.
I'll do the coffee. You get the phone.
Oh, yes, all right. And no. Lucy.
Sorry.
Careful.
Sorry, Pat, I was miles away.
You were. How are you?
Oh, all right.
Everything okay, Sheila?
I was just looking through the papers to see if Theo's court case had been reported at all.
Oh, was he in court this week?
Yes, yesterday.
Well, you weren't worried it would be in the Nationals, were you?
Oh, I didn't say anything to Alistair, but it did cross my mind, yes.
Is it?
No, not as far as I can see. But the Echo and Brenda Tucker were pestering Alistair all afternoon yesterday.
So, how did the case go?
Good grief. Out here gossiping now, are you sure?
Actually, I was telling Pat about the court case.
Oh, Alistair's partner, of course. Yeah, how did it go?
Theo pleaded guilty.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. He was charged with supplying and given a 3-month sentence.
3 months?
Joking.
Well, that's monstrous.
For selling potentially lethal drugs.
I know. And he's been on remand for a month already.
The world's gone mad.
It does seem like it when you hear something like this.
He's got a clean record, you see. Mm. But at least the partnership's dissolved now. Alistair can move on.
Yeah.
It would have been much worse if he'd pleaded not guilty.
Alistair will be glad to get rid of him, no doubt.
Yes, he is. But there's no getting away from the fact that it may have damaged the practice.
Not seriously, surely.
Well, when people read in the Echo, they'll realise it wasn't anything to do with Alistair, won't they?
I'm not sure.
Well, you'll just have to make sure. Write to all his clients, I should.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yes, he could tell everyone that the partnership's dissolved. Introduce the locum, too.
Oh, has he found someone?
Yes, a chap called Doug Utley.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Sid. Pleased about the football?
Yes. A draw was good enough. We're through.
Tony's delighted.
Yeah, and I've got more good news, too. I'm going to be a granddad.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, I'm over the moon.
I'm sure you are.
Though it does mean Lucy's decided she can't come to the wedding.
Oh, that's a pity.
It's a long flight from New Zealand.
Mm. Does this mean you'll be exchanging your isotonic drinks and running shoes for a pipe and a pair of carpet slippers?
Morning, everyone.
Oh, hello, Tim.
Right, I'd better shoot on.
Yeah, me too. Lots to do.
See you.
Bye, Sid.
Bye.
I'd better get on too. Betty's waiting for her ice cream.
Oh, have I eaten too much garlic?
See you later.
How are you, Tim? Morning off.
Oh, yeah, I'm having a couple of days, actually.
That's good. Got anything exciting planned?
Not unless you call going to the solicitors exciting.
Oh, is this about closing the practice?
No. No, I've got to swear the affidavit. For the divorce.
Oh, of course, I see.
Yeah.
A big moment.
Yeah. It's funny, isn't it?
What?
Well, it suddenly hit me.
Yes.
So Helen and Tom are both going to the Royal to do market research, but separately.
Yes.
Honestly, I could just bang their heads together sometimes.
There are worse things than ambition, though.
Oh, absolutely. It's just that they both drive me crazy with their rivalry.
Oh. How's the Borsetshire Blue doing?
Ah, that's much more promising, since Helen put her pride to one side and asked some expert advice.
That's good.
Oh, yes, I've got high hopes for the next match. Oh, this is life. Could get used to this.
I thought it might be nice to have lunch by the pool. Oh, great.
Oh, thanks for bringing that huge order over with you.
That's a pleasure.
It means I'll be able to get on with cooking this afternoon.
This is for Kate's visit?
Yeah. I want to do as much as I can beforehand for the freezer.
Yeah, then you'll be able to spend much more time with them instead of being stuck in the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly.
How long are they going to stay?
Well, unfortunately, Lucas can only get 2 weeks off work.
Yeah, Peggy was telling Helen about it yesterday.
Was she?
Yes, you've got all kinds of things planned, she said.
Yes. I do want to be careful about not cramming too much into the 2 weeks.
Oh, but it's a temptation.
Yes. It's as though I've unconsciously saved up a whole year's worth of activities. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
No, not at all. Perfectly understandable.
It would be nice if I could have an afternoon during the visit just with Kate alone.
I'm sure.
I really enjoyed our outing to the shops last time.
Yeah, you must have.
Buying things for the baby and sharing the anticipation and excitement. I have to mention it to Lucas.
Oh, I'm sure he'll understand.
Right, I'm off, Jenny.
It's okay, Brian.
Not staying for lunch?
Afraid not. No time today, unfortunately.
Places to go, people to see.
You know me.
You're going to meet yourself coming back one of these days.
Oh, he likes to be busy, don't you, darling?
Well...
Your eyes looking much better there, Brian, I must say.
Yes. Anyway, Master Ash, enjoy your lunch, ladies.
Bye.
Bye, darling. Her lunch won't be long, Pat. Just waiting for the lasagna to finish.
No, don't worry about me. This is wonderful. Oh, I must remember to reply to Sid and Jolene.
Oh, are you going to the wedding?
Yes. Sid's invited the whole cricket team and their significant others.
Oh. Have you bought them a present yet?
She's got a list from a catalogue firm.
Oh, well, how does that work?
Well, everybody ticks off what they want to buy, pays over the phone by card, and then the whole lot's delivered.
Oh, very organised.
Oh, have you heard the rumour about Siobhan?
Yes. I was telling Brian this morning. Betty told me that she was pregnant.
Yeah, did she also tell you that some people are saying it's not Tim's?
Yes, she did. Oh, I don't know where they got that from. Surely it's more likely to be his.
No way of knowing.
Either way, must have made it very difficult. I do feel for Tim, though.
Yeah. Can't expect anyone to stay in a loveless marriage these days.
There, but for the grace of God, go I.
Oh, Jennifer.
Makes you think, though.
Who was it said the past is a foreign country?
Oh, Hartley, I think, in The Go-Between. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thankfully, the days when Brian's roving eye threatened our marriage are well and truly behind us.
Julia Pargeter has just received some important news.
Come on, Freddy. Come on, put your arm in here.
I appreciate you helping, you know, but I don't want to make you late for Brookfield, Kenton. Mm. Lily, pass Mummy those trainers. No, darling, those are for outside.
I'll just finish helping Freddie get dressed and then I'll be off.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Elizabeth, where's Nigel?
Oh, hello, Julia. Titcombe been chasing you out of his greenhouse.
Yes, Julia, you look as white as a sheet. Look, come and sit down.
No, I can't sit down.
Look, shall I get you a glass of water?
That's James on the telephone. Mm-hmm. Camilla's had her baby.
Oh, well, that's good news.
Yes.
Girl or boy?
A boy, a beautiful, bouncing baby boy.
Have they chosen a name?
Yes, they're going to call him Piers Gerald.
Very Anglo-Saxon.
Oh, yes, yes. James and Camilla have great respect for tradition and heritage.
Haven't they just?
I'll go back immediately and we can buy a present for the baby and flowers for Camilla on the way.
On the way where?
Well, on the way to Kent, of course.
Having a few days' holiday?
No, but a girl needs a mother on such an occasion. I need to be there to support and care for her.
They might need to call upon your nappy-changing skills.
Oh, now, don't be silly, Elizabeth. I'm quite sure James will be employing a nanny for all that sort of thing. Now, hurry up, and we'll set off as soon as we've packed.
We?
Well, yes, of course. I shall need someone to drive me down there. But come along.
Yes, come along, Elizabeth. This is an emergency.
Hang on, Julia. I can't drive you all the way to Kent.
Why, if not, Nigel's quite capable of coping without you.
Because apart from Lily and Freddie and all my other commitments, I'm taking Siobhan out for the day. It's her birthday today.
Did I hear my name being taken in?
Good, Siobhan, you don't mind putting your outing off to another day, do you?
Don't I? Please, leave Siobhan out of this. I cannot drive you to Kent, Julia, and that's that.
Well, is this any way to treat your sister-in-law?
What?
Shall I go out and come back in again?
Happy birthday, Siobhan.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Julia, that's my last word. You'll have to get someone else to take you.
Don't look at me.
What about Lewis?
No, he's away for a few days.
Well, perhaps Jack will lend you Higgs.
Oh, and the Bentley. What a splendid idea. I'll go and ring him at once.
Siobhan, I'm so sorry about that. Happy birthday.
Don't worry.
Oh, dear. Now I feel slightly guilty. Kenton.
Oh, no, no. 3 hours in a car with the Duchess. You know, those nightmares where you're in a tiny room and the walls start slowly closing in on you. Besides, Ruth would have my, you know, what's for doorknobs.
Just a minute, Jim.
Another lot for Hassett Hills?
Yep.
Great.
OK. Thanks, Jim.
We'll be ready to bail on Sunday.
Have you given Eddie the job?
Yeah.
We're having a contractor. There's only a day's work, really.
All right. Listen, have you got a minute, Debbie?
Yes, sure, but I've got to get out on the hay bob as soon as I can.
Yeah, I can see you're busy.
I am. It feels like I'm doing it all myself just at the moment.
Listen, I just wanted a quick chat about the arable while I was here.
Look, I thought we'd sorted it all out last Friday, David.
It's just that Ruth and I were going over some figures for the week.
Oh. Yeah, depressing, isn't it?
You are not kidding.
Yeah, as things stand now, the September price for wheat's rock bottom.
So, unless things drastically improve, we won't make much?
Well, we'll be lucky not to make a loss. Breaking even is looking optimistic as things stand.
Yeah, that's the conclusion we came to.
Look, David, I know you're disappointed.
That's putting it mildly.
Yeah, and I am sorry, but, you know, there's nothing I can do about it.
Oh, no, I'm not blaming you, Debbie.
It's just, you know, that's how the world market is at the moment.
No, I know. Anyway, better get back.
Yeah. Kids okay?
Yeah, they're fine.
And how's Shula?
Shula?
Oh, haven't you seen the Echo this morning?
No, why?
Oh, Mum was looking at it when I got here. Local vet in drug scam,
oh,
says.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and there's a picture of Alistair.
Alistair?
Yeah, yeah, on the front page with his partner.
Ex-partner.
Well, it must be an old picture taken at some civic event, but they're grinning and looking really chummy.
Oh, great.
Oh, dear.
All right, young Shula.
Oh, Joe.
Oh, you seen the Echo, then?
Yes, I have.
You don't want to take no notice.
It's very hard.
No, it's really simple. Anybody who counts knows your husband for the kind and courteous gent he is.
I suppose you're right.
And it goes for his customers too, I'm sure.
Well, he's writing to them all to reassure them.
Well, these things blows over.
Yes.
So don't you give it no more thought.
No, I'll try.
You have some nice news in the village for you, though. Young Roy Tucker getting the single wicket going.
Oh, yes, I'm very pleased. I thought with it having to be cancelled last year...
Oh, no, he's going round finding out who's interested. It'll happen, all right.
Good for him. Mark would be pleased.
Of course he would. Well, I'm sure Earl William would be keen.
Yes, isn't he the current trophy holder?
Oh, well, he is. And I bet Emma Carter will want to join in too if William's playing.
Good.
I'll try and get Edward in it now. He could do with some fresh air.
Yeah, you do that.
Anything in the paper about the surgery closing?
No, but Mum said she's not ready to give up the fight just yet.
Good. Right. Well, I'm ready to get cracking if you are.
Yes, OK. If you could give me a hand to hitch up the trailer.
Yeah, right, you are.
Where's Bartleby going to live?
In the paddock with Baby Spice.
Oh, and Linda didn't mind?
No.
Really?
Well, I didn't exactly ask her yet.
Sure.
Well, he's only on temporary loan, she won't mind.
Oh, well, if you say so.
I had the harness buckles restitched at the saddler's, and I've been working on the leather with neat's foot oil, so it's all nice and supple again.
And the farmer knows we're coming?
I rang him before he came out.
Right, then.
Let's go and fetch Bartleby to his new home.
So, while I walk these back up to pasture, I want you to check round the other stock.
Right.
And then you can go up with a tedder and turn the hay.
Yeah, no worries.
Oh, and don't forget to grease it first.
Of course, I'd have done that anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah? All part of the service, sir, isn't it?
Hello! Kenton!
Julia, what on earth?
Oh, dear. Cows are such messy creatures, aren't they?
Oh, careful, silly. Julia, you're not exactly wearing the right footwear.
Oh, well, I was in a hurry.
To what do we owe the pleasure?
Well, I've come to ask Kenton a huge favour.
Ah.
Oh, must be important.
Oh, yes, it is.
Right. Well, how can we help?
My daughter's just had a baby.
Oh, congratulations. Oh,
thank you. The thing is, I need to go and see him. Well, obviously, I can't drive myself.
Oh, and you wanted Kenton to drive you there?
Hang on, what about Higgs and Jack's Bentley?
Jack needs them both, unfortunately. Ah.
Well, there's always the train.
Oh, heavens, no! Oh,
or a taxi?
Oh, no, Kenton. Quite out of the question.
Of course, no.
Dave, I'm sorry, Julie, I'd love to, but I really am indispensable here at Brookfield. Oh. Isn't that right, Dave? Dave.
No, I'm afraid I can't spare it. Oh, I'm sorry, Julia, but, you know, with Ruth still looking after the baby...
Oh, yes, yes, I see you. Oh, well, I'll just have to think of something else. Mm-hmm.
Oh, just watch your step. Yeah.
And watch out for the ones lifting their tails.
Oh, dear! Yeah, come on! What?
Like this one, look out!
Are you OK, Julia?
Oh, my shoes. Oh, thank you, David, that was very gallant.
Well, I think I shielded you from the worst of it. Ruth will help you sponge your skirt.
Isn't it nice to get inside out of the sun?
Oh, yeah. Lovely and cool. I don't often get the chance to visit other art galleries.
It's a pity Nigel couldn't come.
Yes, but it's that time of year.
School trips.
Which is why Nigel's idea of a theme park was rejected.
Oh, we would have spent the day standing in queues.
Apart from which, it wouldn't have been wise.
For a woman in my condition?
Exactly. Are you seeing Brian today?
Not today, no. He brought me a beautiful bouquet yesterday, though. And he's taking me to lunch on Monday.
Good grief, look at him. Looks like Julia in breeches.
Lord Henry, it says here. Julia was outrageous, wasn't she? She always liked that.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's just impossible about Camilla. She's driving me up the wall.
Easy, boy. Easy, does it? Yep. He don't seem to mind a change of scene, do he?
No, and he seems happy with the harness, too.
Oh, well, he's not used to it. Mr. Hazeldine said he used him to pull a little two-seater.
Oh, good boy. The trap looks beautiful, Joe.
Oh, thanks very much.
It looks better than new.
Oh, just a bit of hard work and craftsmanship, that's all.
Oh, no, really, I'm impressed. You made a terrific job of it.
Well, right, let's get him backed in between the shafts and see if he takes to it. Come on, Bartleby. It's good lad.
Steady, boy. Steady, good boy. Good boy.
Easy now. Looks like the trap was made for him, doesn't it?
Yep, he looks wonderful. Very smart.
Right then, Bartleby. Now, the moment of truth.
Yep. Up you get, Joe.
Let's give him a trial spin, eh?
Can you manage?
Oh, hang on. Just a sec.
Good boy, Bartleby. Oh, those cushions are a lovely touch.
Oh, Clary made them.
Comfortable?
Oh, just the job, yeah.
You look smashing, the pair of you.
Right, let's take him as far as Marnie's and I'll turn him and bring him back. See how he gets on.
Oh, I wish Gran could have seen this. She'd have been very happy.
Oh, she cut a smart figure in this trap in her day, did your Gran.
Ready, Joe?
I'm ready. See you in a few minutes, then. All gone.
Bye,
good
Joe.
Lad.
Oh. Yeah, I'm just coming, Rupert. Oh, hell. I do not believe this.
I can explain.
Explain? You don't need to explain.
It's not as bad as it looks.
Well, it looks pretty bad from where I'm standing.
Look, there's only a few.
A few?
Look, Dave, it was an accident.
Go on.
Look, I was turning the hay in Badger's Bank and I was coming down towards the road.
Yeah, and?
Well, at the end of the swathe, as I turned, the thing swung into the wooden pole. You know, the power line?
Oh, what? It just suddenly appeared, did it? The pole?
Well, there's no damage to it.
Oh, well, that's all right, then, as long as the pole's OK.
I didn't mean that.
Look at this. You've bent the whole ruddy frame.
I can soon straighten it out. Don't worry.
It shouldn't have happened.
Well, look, it'll only take me a couple of hours.
I wanted the hay turned today while the weather's holding.
Oh, OK, I'll get on to it now, OK? Forget lunch. I'll grab a sandwich while I'm working on it.
All right.
And then I'll get straight back up to Badger's and I'll finish it off, yeah?
Just get with the programme, will you, Kenton? I'm getting really, really fed up with this.
No, you're not the only one, mate.
Now it's Friday afternoon, and Ed's got something to celebrate.
Just because his daughter's having a baby.
Yeah. He keeps staring into space with this big idiot grin on his face all the time and flinging his arms around people.
Yeah, maybe now's the right time to ask him if we can go back to practising at the Bill.
Nah, forget it. He'd be too spaced out to listen.
Oh, come on, Jazza, pass us some of that pizza.
You get lost, you've had your share.
Oh, I gave Fallon's my mind. I'm starving. I didn't get any dinner.
Oh! You have this back, though.
Why, what's wrong with the lager?
Ach, I'm not in the mood.
It's pity Lucy won't be coming over for Mum's wedding, though.
What, Sid's daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Well, she won't want to spend 28 hours on a plane with her knees clamped round her ears when she's pregnant, does she?
How would I know?
I was really looking forward to meeting her.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Well, Mum told me Sid said she was a bit wild when she was young.
Was she? What did she do?
She liberated a load of battery chickens or something.
Brilliant. Here, have some lager.
Ah, no tar. What's a celebration in order of, anyway?
Well, I finished my so-called community service, haven't I?
Oh, that's great!
Yeah, no more scrubbing at graffiti on the park bandstand.
Mm.
You can go back to spraying it on instead.
I wouldn't waste my energy. Can't even read what they write now.
Talking about wasting energy, I thought we were going to rehearse.
Yeah, come on. Where's Dermot?
I don't know. Said he was coming.
Are you both skiving off or what?
Tutors off ill. Try that, Ed. To keep saying, yeah?
Yeah, okay. One, two.
What's that?
Oh, it's my mum. It's dinner time. She watches the soaps when she ain't working.
Oh, well, that's a great start, isn't it?
Bert noticed she wouldn't put her foot down properly, so we put her in the crush.
You shouldn't have to be doing any of this.
Tell me something I don't know. I managed to get round the young stock.
Yeah, it's hardly the point. I can't believe Kenton hasn't turned up yet. It's 1:30.
It's no good us getting stressed about it, though.
Yeah, it's not just us, though, is it? And it's not fair on Bert, either. He's got better things to do than check troughs and move electric fences. I want to start bailing on Sunday.
Do you think we were too hard on Kenton yesterday?
You are joking. It was stupid and careless.
I know.
What, so you think he's sulking somewhere like an overgrown schoolboy?
I don't know what to think.
Easy, girl. Let's have a look.
She always seems to make for the wettest places, this one.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I'll get the formalin, make sure it doesn't spread.
Yeah. There you are, girl. Oh, it's been an unmitigated disaster since the beginning employing him here.
Apart from Monday, he's turned up on time every day and put in a decent day's work.
Have you rung Lowell Loxley?
No, I haven't had the time. Anyway, I thought he'd turn up any minute.
Just wait until he does.
Hey, Josh told me all about me surprise birthday present from him and Pip.
Oh, he's hopeless.
I know. He told me what it was, then told me not to tell anyone because it's a secret.
Hey, do you fancy going out for a meal?
Yeah.
Be nice.
A double celebration, too. It's Father's Day.
Yeah, it's sounding quite sweet, so I thought I'd give the hedger a greeting.
Yeah, but why didn't you get Andy to do that?
I'm not working on the combine.
What about the hay?
All under control. Dad, did you want something in particular?
No, I was just wondering if you'd seen your mother.
I've probably gone to the supermarket. She's been shopping like mad this week.
And cooking and baking.
Yeah, I know. All those mouth-watering fruit pies and casseroles and pasta sauces she's been making.
And nothing but chicken salad to eat.
Oh, you poor old thing. My heart bleeds.
Well, I mean, you'd have thought she'd allowed me a taste of one or two things, wouldn't you? Instead, she's been standing guard at them like a Rottweiler.
Dad, she's doing it for Kate and Lucas's visit. It's not as if you won't get to eat it all in a couple of weeks.
I know, I know.
Now, look, I've really got to get on, all right?
Just fades away. Just turns to poison.
Yeah, right, hang on, let's do that bit again.
And that energy just turns to poison.
fades away, fades away.
This is crap.
No, it's not, Jazza. Look, come on, just concentrate.
I can't concentrate with that lot downstairs.
Forget about him.
Look, it goes, and that energy just fades away, turns to poison. Poison that rots my soul, looking for all the answers. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Black hole. You got it?
Yeah, of course I have. I know it.
All right.
Okay, well, let's just have another go, yeah?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, let's do it.
One, two.
And that energy just fades away. No, what did you stop that?
Me? I thought you'd
stop it, both of you, please.
Look, it's no good. I can't do it.
Yeah, you can. Look, don't give up.
I'm useless.
Hey, forget it. Look, you're tired. We're all tired, yeah?
I'm well knackered.
It's just going to take time.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't done that number for ages.
Yeah, exactly. We're all a bit rusty on that one.
More than a bit rusty.
No, honestly.
I don't know.
Look, these aren't right conditions, are they? I mean, we can't rehearse properly here. We've no drum kit. Your mum's trying to watch the telly downstairs.
Yeah, I mean, it's no wonder it ain't going right.
Suppose so.
It'll be better when we've got somewhere proper to rehearse and we can have regular practices.
Yeah, of course it will.
We'll call it a day for now, yeah? Pack it in.
Do you mean we can get a lift off Dermot when he gets back from the bog and we'll try and find somewhere permanent for next time, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I spoke to Nigel. Apparently he's driven Julia down to Kent, to Camilla's.
He's done what?
And he won't be back till sometime over the weekend.
Oh, right, that is it.
Hang on, David.
No, I've had a bellyful of this. Oh, he's got the phone back on, it's ringing.
Right, I'd better go and check on Ben. I'll leave you to it.
All right.
Kenton?
At last. It's David. I can't go on like this.
Dave.
I am not prepared to discuss it. I think it's best if you stop working for us. You can pick up this week's wages when you get back.
Dave, just let me explain, all right?
You've got 15 seconds.
I couldn't get out of it.
Oh, don't give me that.
It's true. You know Julia Pargeter, how manipulative she can be. Dave?
10 seconds.
As fast as I set up the excuses, she just knocked them down. And to be honest, I did feel a little bit sorry for her. She was desperate to see her new grandchild.
That does not excuse the fact that you just let us down. You couldn't even be bothered to ring up and let us know what you were doing.
It's because I floored it down the motorway thinking I'd be able to drop her off and then turn straight round.
And what happened?
Well, it was obvious they didn't want her to stay for very long, the poor old thing. So then I felt I had to offer to stay over and drive her back tomorrow.
I see.
Am I forgiven?
Look, if anything like this ever happens again...
It won't. Honestly. Honestly, Dave, I won't let you down again, I promise.
OK, one last chance.
Oh, damn and blast.
Where on earth is it?
Debbie, you've come across my sunglasses anywhere.
Sunglasses?
Yeah, I had them earlier when I was talking to you.
Did you? When?
When I was talking to you, when you were greasing the combine.
I didn't notice. You weren't wearing them, were you?
No. Oh, hang on. No, I left them in the moat.
Not about you to be so absent-minded.
What are you looking for?
Adjustable spanner. You haven't seen it, have you?
Oh, sorry. Well, what do you need it for?
I wanted to move the gates in on the hay bob, ready for rowing up.
Wait, leave that for tomorrow, surely. You look shattered.
No, I wanted to do it now so I could get straight up to the field tomorrow morning.
Oh, suit yourself.
Look, you couldn't give me a hand to look for it, could you?
I'm sorry. No, I bought this new software program from the IX Forms. Can I have a quick look at it?
OK. See you later. Right, if I were an idiot who didn't put things away in their right place, where would I... Ah, there it is. Would be on the higher shelf in the barn, of course. Right.
I'll see you on Monday, then, as we can. Bye.
Oh, Dad! Dad! Someone! Oh, please! Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh, Debbie,
Dad,
what's happened?
Oh, it hurts! It really hurts, Dad!
Quick, let me help you, Mum. Come on, Di, sit down. What happened? What'd you do?
I was reaching up to get the spanner and jumped down onto a piece of wood.
All right, well, put your foot up here. Now, let me get the first aid box.
Oh, Dad, it had a nail sticking up right through it, and I jumped down onto it.
Ow.
I hadn't seen it.
Oh, I'll clean it up for you.
Oh, I can't believe it. Oh, it went right through the boot, Dad.
Yeah, it did.
Let me see. Now, I'll try not to hurt.
Oh, ow!
I'm sorry, darling.
No, it's okay.
Are your jabs up to date?
Yeah. Ow!
Well, I think the best... Oh. All right, look, but I think the best thing for me to do is bandage it as best I can, run you to Borchester General.
No, I am not going to spend my Friday night in casualty with a bunch of drunks.
Now, Debbie...
No, I'm sure it'll be fine, Dad. Look, it doesn't seem so bad now. Just you know, put a bandage on it and some antiseptic. It'll be OK.
Yeah, cheers, Dermot, thanks.
What are you doing tonight?
Don't know yet. What about you?
Told Sid I'd help out collecting glasses again.
Well, it's nice to learn, eh?
Yeah.
What did you think about Jazza this afternoon?
Jazza? Well, I don't know, really.
I can't believe he's forgotten all the words.
No. I'll be honest, I was a bit shocked.
Do you... I mean, do you reckon he'll be able to sing with the band again?
Yeah. Yeah, because sure, I mean, his voice is fine.
Oh, no, there's no problem there.
Oh, it's early days, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. You can't expect him to bounce straight back after what he went through, I suppose.
Well, that's what I mean.
Oh, I mean, you can write all the lyrics down for him.
Yeah. I mean, it won't matter if he needs the words in rehearsal, will it?
Oh, and we can all spend time with him, helping him learn them again.
Yeah. No, it won't take long if we all chip in and help.
Yeah, I mean, all we have to do is help him through it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Artist was written by Carol Simpson Salazzo, and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Julie Beckett, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.